case number 10,786, George and Penelope Hackman Jr., north of Road 58B, Bayville Road, northwest of the Bayview Circle West, being lot 201 with the Bayview development, landing development. A variance from the rear yard setback required.
Names and addresses, please.
Penelope Hackman, 38018 Bayview Circle West, Selbyville.
George Hackman Jr.,
same address. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is George Hackman Jr., my wife Penelope, and we're here to request a variance for a three-season room on the top of our, on a portion of, and on top of our existing deck in the rear of our home. When the deck was built, it also was constructed with a handicap ramp and a sidewalk from the bottom of the ramp around to the driveway. So this handicap ramp, in submitting the documents, the request application for a variance, we attached 7 pages to the those documents to the application, one showing the approval from our community association, Bayview Landing, through Wright Property Management. Their architectural review board gave their okay, and the president and the association therefore submitted their approval. Page 2 is our property survey showing the location of the existing deck, and pages 3 through 6 are show the what the room will look like from the outside along with a floor plan, and page 7 is the contractor's proposal identifying how he's going to be building the deck.
What's in the space your proposed sunroom will occupy right now?
I'm sorry. My hearing is, my wife tells me my hearing is not what it should be, so I may have to confer with her.
Either one can answer it.
Deck.
That's fine. There is a deck
that was built last year with a permit.
All right, and you want to enclose that portion of the deck?
Portion basically. Of that deck, yes.
That's correct.
And if we don't get the variance, we'd end up with probably 3 foot outside of the room of on the deck, which is useless. We built the deck the depth it is because the backyard is very shallow. We have a slope and a ditch that separates the communities. And to avoid what the other gentleman was talking about, so not being able to move around without bumping into things. The deck is wide enough, deep enough that you can put a table and chairs and not have to ask somebody to get up so that you can get around them.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in favor of.
One letter? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter in opposition from Shady Park. Ronald Gray, the vice president of Shady Park.
here.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. You hearing no other?
Well, I think he wants, you didn't see him.
I didn't see him, sorry. You sit down up front.
Did you want to speak? I think you wanted to speak.
Want me to, or you can just read the letter?
Well, he's here. What is he?
Okay, would you like to speak, sir?
If you'd like him to.
And you need to go up here and be sworn in then, please.
Just need your name and address, please.
Ronald E. Gray, 37176 Sunset Cove, Subleyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My family owns the mobile home park, or manufactured housing park, right behind this lot. And if I could see a sketch, I could better understand a little more, too. It looked like to me, from the drawings I had, there was an existing 10-foot setback, and they were going to go over that. We currently have problem with debris getting in a ditch that's very close to the back of these homes in this area, and we end up cleaning that up and taking care of it. It's just, I think that will just make that condition worse. So for that reason, we are opposed to it. But can I see a sketch or something that shows?
Here's the deck is already there. And if we enclose it, if anything, that would stop any debris from that part of the deck.
So the deck already goes over the 10-foot setback?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Mr. Gray, I don't think they have the full thing, but if you want to look at this. The deck exists, and they're going to enclose part of the existing.
Yeah.
This is.
It looks like they're even 7 feet off the line with the existing.
Yeah.
Almost 7 feet,
the
yes.
The deck is allowed to, as long as it's not covered, it's allowed to encroach up to 5 feet, first floor.
Okay. What elevation can that
you need to come back up here.
At what elevation can you go over that line?
The first floor.
Oh, the first floor. Okay. Yeah.
It can be no higher than the first floor level, and it can't encroach more than 5 feet. But that's uncovered deck.
Okay, that's where you're getting all these coming in. They're allowed to go in the
setbacks.
Now they
want to put a roof over it, and that changes things. So,
I just feel anything beyond the 10 feet is, we're not in favor. And I'm really sorry. I want to be a good neighbor to you, but I.
Well, we've been good neighbors to you guys, but.
Well, I've been cleaning the debris out of the ditch from.
Not down my side.
Okay.
This is what we don't want to get into.
I know.
Yeah,
right. This has happened. Would you please have another seat until this gentleman's done with his remarks?
I'm not out to make any enemies here, believe me.
Yeah, but let's stick to the case, not the trash, because we don't have nothing to do with that, or the debris. So let's go no further than that, okay? Let's just address what you're opposed to.
I'm just opposed to, there's quite a difference in elevation from your house and that deck coming down to the ditch that's on the Shady Park's property. And
please speak to the board.
And currently, we have problems with debris and whatnot washing in that ditch. And then I go in with my people, and we clean it up, and I think a structure is just going to make it worse. I'd rather see it nothing any closer, and I think they should hold to the 10-foot setbacks, truthfully. So, and that's the position of Shady Park.
Is the ditch your only buffer?
No, there's a 50-foot buffer on Shady Park's property.
Okay.
How many apartments or building homes along that buffer zone that you're talking about?
There's probably in Bayview Landing.
Yeah, on that side where they're at.
The sketch I have has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 homes.
Eight homes, but up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, that's our position. I want to be a good neighbor. Thank you very much for your time.
May we speak again?
We
haven't finished.
We'd like to respond to what he said. First, let me say the community of Bayview Landing is a high quality community. All the grass and everything is stabilized, landscaped by the builder, with trees along the border. Any debris that would be into that ditch would, it just maybe shrubs and things like that that would have grown naturally. In fact, back of the most of the homes, they were just shrubs and weeds and sticks and whatever natural growth of what the builder left along that border, in addition to planting his trees in the rear of those houses. Now, as far as I can see, everything is stabilized. There's no erosion, nothing of that matter happening in the back of all those houses there. I don't know of any debris anywhere along there myself, and I have walked extensively in front of the houses as well as the rear of mine, and have looked at both, because I'm right in the middle, sort of speak, of those eight houses.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Hackman, and with all due respect, this isn't about trash and debris. It's about okay. Granting of a variance.
But I just wanted to address what he said.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have anything else to address the standards for granting a variance?
Well, like I say, we have the deck that was built by permit. If we don't have the variance, 3 foot of that deck is going to be useless.
Is it useless now?
Well, no, because it's not closed in. But if we close in up to the line that we're allowed to close into, that would leave like 3 foot and 1 inch outside of the enclosure that's going to be useless. Not even.
In other words, the deck is 10 foot wide at that point.
Are you folks familiar with the standards for granting a variance that we've spoke about this evening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I for one don't feel like you've fully addressed those standards. Perhaps you'd like to address each of those.
Well, are you referring to the questions on the application?
There's five standards, uniqueness, okay. Not necessarily
well,
the...
We were advised by the planning and zoning that yes and no answers are not very practical for you to make a judgment.
That's correct.
So if we could, to expand on those questions,
sure.
Which I have five copies here of pages 2 and 3 of your application. Or the application, your form that we submitted. Can I submit these to the nice young lady over here?
You can verbally.
You have it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, do you have a specific?
Well, you don't have the expanded questions, do you not? Answers, the expanded answers?
I think he's got something in addition, yes. Susan, unless.
Oh.
Yeah, I have expanded answers.
Yes and no.
Okay.
There are five copies.
He finished answering.
All right. want to get a chance to read it? Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay. Opposition, chair is in, will entertain a motion on this case.
Before you do that, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gray, was it?
Yes, sir.
I just, maybe this will help you out. You know, that's all right. You can stay there if you want. There's a note I just happened to see on the plot plan for Bayview Landing, and it says the Bayview Landing Homeowners Association will be responsible for 50% of the cost to Shady Park for cleaning the ditch that adjoins Shady Park. Were you aware? Okay, all right. I just want to make
that
point since I just happened to say it.
No, I appreciate that. Okay. And Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,786 to our next regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,786 until our next regular meeting. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All those. Motion carried. Your case has been tabled until our next regular meeting.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
What more can we do?
Nothing.
To get it, I mean, what more can we do to change?
Well, the hearing is now closed, so there's no additional evidence that the board can consider and no additional testimony. So what's in the record is what the board has to work with.
So what happens on the 18th?
There may be a decision made at that time. You could come if you like, but there'll be no more testimony given.
Okay. That's, I needed to understand.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Case number 10,787, Sussex Ventures, Inc.